Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Scalabrine has been joining us throughout the playoffs. He joins us here today from the Odyssey Network, one of our NBA insiders, thanks to our friends at Shell. Scal, so game five, I'll just give you the mood of Milwaukee if you can't pick it up yet. Game five, we're all pretty pumped. We're still kind of in awe about what happened, especially at the end there. And God, I don't even want to say we're being cautiously optimistic. We are planning to celebrate tomorrow night. Is that a mistake?
I hope not, because as you know, as I told you throughout these calls, I bet the Bucks to win at the very beginning. And I was like a little bit surprised that they didn't come out and dominate like I thought. I bet them to win against the Nets. They figured that out. I bet them when they were down 2-0 to the Phoenix Suns. I thought they're going to figure this out. But then when I watched game five and the start of it, I'm like, oh, man, here we go again with the Bucks coming out flat, not moving the ball, going ISO. So hopefully they come out and they do exactly what they did from quarters two through four, move the basketball, get in position to win, and then make great defensive plays, which they have been throughout this whole entire playoffs. And I'm banking on that happening in Milwaukee, and I hope it does. But I'm not as confident as I wish I was going into this, because the roller coaster ride of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, yeah, and the roller coaster ride of every, you know, finals, but or every playoff series. But you're right. The way that the Bucks are, it's not just a team that thrives on adversity. They seem to need that adversity. I just hope that game six, they understand, like, this Deer District is going to be crowded. There's going to be tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 people trying to get downtown Milwaukee. I'm hearing from people that are from the other side of the state or Minnesota, or one guy I know is traveling. He's driving from New York just because he wants to be a part of it. You can't have all these people come down here and then let us down. They have to know that we are ready to explode. I don't know if that affects a team at all. I mean, they want to win because they want to win, but man, does the city need this.
Yeah, so let me get you into the mind of an NBA player. And I noticed this really early in my career. Like, most NBA guys, and I'd probably say across the board in sports or maybe even in business too, most people handle adversity really well. Back against the wall, most people come out fighting. The hardest thing that people have a hard time in the NBA is with success. When they have success and they have expectations, like, living up to those could be difficult. And how did the Milwaukee Bucks avoid the buzz? And I'll remind you, I was in Toronto the day that Kevin Durant popped the Achilles, and Toronto had the Warriors on the ropes. But once they kind of felt like they were going to win, it was amazing what the Warriors went to, and it was amazing what Toronto did during that time. You can argue the Nick Nurse timeout or whatever it was, and the momentum or anything like that, but closing a team out is not an easy thing to do. Yet, if the Bucks can come out and play the first quarter and put the Suns on their heels, you've got to put some doubt in their mind, that because they have the Suns have everything in the world to play for. They have to believe in their mind, if they can steal one, they can close this thing out at home. So this will be Milwaukee's biggest challenge. And I don't think that at any moment they can let go of the rope. And I don't think they can come back if they get down in first quarter. I don't think if they come out flat at the half, they can get back from that. Like the Phoenix Suns, I do believe that if you can put them away and put doubt in their mind early, you'll probably have to take another run from those guys, but eventually you can close this thing out. But you have to put an incredible amount of doubt that, Holiday's too good defensively. Giannis is too athletic. Middleton is too good on the offensive end, and the Bucks are amazing when they move the ball. And if you can do that to this Suns team, then I do think they can tap out. But NBA players, they handle adversity really well.
Well, DeAndre Ayton, even after the game, he was like, look, we're going to be the underdogs now. We're the ones chasing. There's some fun in that role.
Sure.
We'll see how that plays out coming up. sure. How that plays out on Tuesday. Look, if you're the Suns, they got to be thinking, like, what more can we do? We shot 55%. We shot 69% from three. And yet the Bucks, I mean, we didn't turn the ball over a lot. They've got them in a good spot here. And what was so great about game five was, you know, watching the Bucks these last few years with Giannis and Middleton and then whoever the point guard's been. So Drew now, Bledsoe before. It's just been so rare when the three of those guys have all been on at the same time. And they were all on Saturday night. And I think that's going to need to carry over.
Yeah. Do you feel, and I felt like this throughout the playoffs, that Drew Holiday is the X factor, right? If he plays well, I don't see how the Bucks lose. I don't think it's even humanly possible if Holiday is shooting anywhere close to 50%, if Holiday is getting to the basket. But there has been a lot of talk about aggressive Drew. Sometimes his aggressiveness can hurt the Bucks, and sometimes he settles for jumpers. But if he's getting downhill, and it seems like he has the body where he can kind of guide the defense to where he wants to go, and he gets that pain. He puts a tremendous amount of pressure. Once that ball goes to the rim, you know, the Suns don't have an incredible amount of length and athleticism compared to what the Bucks have. So anytime that ball finds the paint, it's like it's going to be an advantage for the Bucks, whether that's Bobby Portis and Giannis on the offensive rebounds, whether Lopez is at the three and DeAndre Ayton has to make that decision. But if the Bucks come out and they settle, or they settle for pull-up jumpers, and those jumpers aren't falling, that's what the Suns are going to look at. So they're going to look at their game, and they're going to say, by all means, we have to protect the paint. We have to get these guys settling for pull-up jump shots. And if we can do that, we have a chance, because it's a lot easier to block out, get rebounds when guys shoot those pull-ups. So I just wonder what Drew Holiday is going to show up. If the Drew Holiday, which is no matter what, I'm getting to that restricted area, shows up, like, once again, I'm with you. Where do the Suns go? But if Drew Holiday's step-back jumper or Drew Holiday settling for threes, then I'm not sure. Like, that's probably what the Suns are sort of hanging their hat on. But in my opinion, watching this team, if Holiday is amazing, they're unbeatable, because that means Giannis is going to be amazing and eventually Middleton will get open shots.
Well, especially now you have, as we talked to Brian Scalabrine here on The Fan, you have those three guys, 23 shots in game five from Giannis, 23 for Chris, 20 for Holiday. So obviously they're your engine. And then everybody else has seemingly settled into their role. Like Tucker, you know, he's got his role. Brooke Lopez, he was needed to be the playmaker in game six against Atlanta. You know, he's kind of been neutralized a little bit in this series, but he's found his role. Portis, even Jeff Teague just coming in there and just handling the ball. But Pat Connaughton, man, this guy, we've been like clowning on this guy for years, ever since he's been here. He has been very, very good in this series.
Yeah, you know, Pat's a friend of mine because, you know, I live in Boston. He comes out to Boston in the summertime, and I text him all the time, like, your small things that don't show up in the box score, your winning plays, your, like, running in there and tipping the ball back have been amazing. But it all is negated if he's not making shots. And his confidence has gone to a new level. And I think a lot of that had to do with, you know, DiVincenzo getting hurt. And then this, the Bucks needed a guy to be out there. So with the more playing time he gets, I think he made those small plays before, and you don't realize, like, he was making five plays that were winning plays, but now he's making those five plays and he's making shots, so it's a completely different level. So I think he's been amazing for this team, and he's another guy when you talk about, like, roles, right? If he is playing that energetic basketball and making those winning plays and the tips and the defense, he really gets down in the stands. Then you add the shot making, like that's when you look at the Bucks and say, man, this team is so supremely talented to the Suns. But once again, like, that's Pat Connaughton getting wide open. He's going to have to come up and knock down shots. But, you know, like the Bucks Kratfizer is going to be amazing. And right now I'm trying to navigate myself getting there and trying to do some media work. But really, I just want to see what this place is like. I haven't really experienced Pfizer because of the bubble and everything last year. So I want to see what this building's like. Everyone said it's amazing. So I'm trying to make this thing happen. We'll see if I get it done.
We could always be in the Deer District scale. I'm not sure you stand out too much.
How much drinking is going on in the Deer District? It looks like a lot.
I will be on Tuesday if it happens.
How many people go to the hospital? I don't know. Nobody has reported this. How many people go to the hospital from the Deer District? It's got to be like 10 or 11 every night, right?
Yeah, actually, one of the bars is turned into a makeshift hospital. We're just going to put beds there for
just IVs everywhere.
Yeah, they're going to need it. You know, this is a series where Giannis wasn't even, we didn't even know if he was going to play. Yes, he's been great, MVP kind of level of play. But just the two, like, game four gave you that block on Ayton, and you're like, this is a series-defining, legacy-defining moment. And then game five, they have a play that's even better. That steal and the lob when so many things could have gone wrong, and then Giannis dunks it. When they probably should have just ran it out and got fouled, and Giannis said that afterwards. But to have these kind of, in your first finals, these iconic moments that are going to stay in the history books of NBA forever, when you think of five great NBA plays, that lob to me is going to be one of them, you know, Jordan and the LeBron block. Sure. And now you got, it's just been incredible about how this guy's had such an impact on this finals in the same year where he said, you know what? I hear everything. I'm staying. This is the team I want to win with. And now they're so close from making that happen.
Yeah. And you know, and for playoff runs right now, like, you know, like there are some, I don't want to call it luck, but fortune that has to happen. But he has been off the charts. And this year I will always remember. I think that games five and six help Giannis tremendously. Like him sitting back, he's always been like super intense. And sometimes, and this is a weird thing, sometimes in the NBA, you can want it too bad or try too hard. There's a poise and a confidence that you have to play with to win. It's more, you know, like you have to execute. You have to do this. You have to make sure that you're like for the Bucks, right? They can't come out flat. They got to move the ball side to side. And Giannis was always super hyped up. And at times he tried to will games. I thought in the Nets series, he tried to will it by himself a little bit too much. But like this is the best version of Giannis. And even more important for Milwaukee, when Giannis is like this, the Bucks are unstoppable, unstoppable on the offensive end. And then all they have to do is make those defensive plays or get those defensive performances by Holiday, and Middleton has been amazing. So, yeah, like when I look at this version and I look at this version of Giannis, I don't know if there is a plan to stop this. Now, I think the Bucks will, if they win tonight, they celebrate and everything, and moving forward, I think they'll have like this era of confidence about them that will be fun to watch next year. Almost like a poise that these great teams have when they come in. And you know when you're playing championship caliber teams and they come into your building, they're just a different level. I'm wondering if the Bucks of coming out flat, if the Bucks of not moving the ball, if they build confidence from this championship. So it's a big night for Milwaukee. It's a big night for Giannis and his legacy. And you'll never see, I mean, we've seen a LeBron block before. You'll never see another play like that before. The degree of difficulty from Giannis on that play. I've been in pick and roll coverages before. People don't even to attempt to turn around and block a shot. For him to be able to do that and not foul a guy was amazing.
I just can't stop watching the video of the lob. It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, he's a one of one. I can you name another player like this? I don't. It's
no. Unheard. Nobody knows how to talk about him because he's so rare.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm tired of the NBA players not giving him the credit he deserves. See, they're getting a little tiring to hear now all of a sudden after game six, every NBA player tweeting out Middleton should win MVP. And maybe Middleton should be deserving of winning MVP. But, man, come on. You got like, it's like, just give the guy some credit. He's amazing. He's one of one. We've never seen anything like it. But for whatever reason, NBA players don't want to give him and Nikola Jokic. It's got to be a European thing.
Don't you think it's weird? I mean, I get that they're friends, but LeBron got knocked out by the Suns, and now he's courtside for one of their games? I thought that was...
He says, I demand to be traded to go to Phoenix. No, it is. But, you know, he's supporting his guy.
Yeah.
Did you see the Instagram picture of LeBron looking at the dunk, the disappointment on his face?
Oh, it's such a... that shot's going to be iconic, man.
Iconic. And you know what would be the most iconic? If you can get LeBron, Chris Paul, and Giannis to sign it. Oh, my goodness. There's no way if you walked up to LeBron, he's signing that photo. No shot.
That's awesome. Scale, thank you as always. Good to talk with you, and hope you can be there somehow, man.
I'm trying to make it happen.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, see ya.
Brian Scalabrine joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And again, he joins us thanks to our friends at Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell, fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.